AN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawson, what a fun day we have planned for you today. We have See Clyde Jones Week going on actually the whole week, but today we have See Clyde Jones right here in the studio with us, along with three of his favorite friends, I would guess. We have Terry Arthur, who's president of Shepherd's Crossing, also Cons of United Way CEO Mark Clausen, and then in the other room with Dave Lewis, we'll let Vern kind of join in once in a while too, Greater Manhattan Community Foundation president and CEO Vern Hendricks, and welcome all four of you today. And what a tremendous way to recognize this great man, an almost 95-year-old.
Well, almost. Actually, I started celebrating this birthday a week ago Sunday, so I've been busy almost all month.
Well, and the energy that you have. Dave Lewis tells me you had two parties on Saturday.
Well, certainly one very long one, Dave.
But and all the different things that you've accomplished in your lifetime, C. Clyde. I mean, I've got gentlemen sitting around right now that I'm sure just want to chime right in about all the wonderful things you've done. And I know very dear to your heart, and we do want to open the phones too, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But Terry Arthur, I know, president of Shepherd's Crossing, and of course that was one of C. Clyde's babies. I remember some of the earlier days when he came in and would talk about it, and you share with us how the status of Shepherd's Crossing, the importance of this man sitting to your left.
I certainly can, Kathy. Shepherd's Crossing has been in existence now about 17 years, and Clyde has been instrumental and very active in Shepherd's Crossing for almost all of that time. He's been a board member, president, but most recently, and for several years, he's been our development director. And in that capacity, he's raised the funds that we need for our clients, been very instrumental in getting grants for us from the various places that provide grants. He sends out our newsletter and provides help for the See Clyde Fun Run. And all of those things are very important because we basically start the year with zero and we have to raise about $400,000. And without Clyde, we wouldn't come anywhere close to that. So.
And, you know, see, Clyde, I remember I've been here only about 16 years. That seems like nothing compared to your 95 years. But being here for 16 years, I do remember you coming in several different interviews about Shepherd's Crossing. And I know how dear that is to your heart.
Well, I think our first interview with you, Kathy, was with Paul Fleener in 2003. You've had us on every year since then. So Manhattan Broadcasting Company and K-Man have been very instrumental in creating public awareness about Shepherd's Crossing and allowing us really to reach out to the community the way we do. And just let me say that all of the nice things are being said about me right now, really the credit goes back to this wonderful community, which has given me the opportunity to be of service in some areas. And I have a real passion and love for Manhattan, Kansas.
Very good. And I know, Mark, and I've had you in several times with this gentleman also, United Way, of course, really helping you out in this year in particular, and just some things you want to add today, Mark.
We're just excited that he's involved with United Way again. I know he's been on the board in the years past, and this year he's our campaign champion, and as the word indicates, champion, he's really out there and helping promote and help us try to reach our goal this year.
All right. In the other room, Vern, you want to enter into this discussion a little bit, too? And perhaps, and then C. Clyde will need his headphones on so he can hear what Vern has to say. Vern?
Oh, absolutely. C. Clyde has been a friend of this community long before me and will be long after all of us. And there's enough things that he has touched in life that will be a lasting memory for him. And we're just really grateful for the inspiration he provides in the community. And his connection with the Community Foundation has certainly been personal in our office. I believe the story is there was one time that he agreed to work for the Community Foundation as long as they agreed not to pay him. So I can assure you that that agreement is not in place right now with me anyway. So but C. Clyde has been awesome, and the number of nonprofits that he's touched that we support and work with through the Community Foundation is immeasurable as well. So Clyde, you're a godsend to all of us. So.
Well, thank you, Vern.
And Dave, I know when we were putting this together, it was I truly found out how amazing you are. I mean, you've touched almost every aspect of this community. Our regular guests that we have on, there's a connection with each and every one.
You know, and my connection with Clyde goes back, gosh, I don't even know how far back, but, you know, we became friends, and I asked him to help me out with my campaign. He was my treasurer for both campaigns, and it's just been a wonderful friendship. He and his wife, Midge, let me in their home, and I they've always made me feel like I was part of their family. And, there's not enough people in the world that can, or there's more, how am I trying to say this? There's a whole lot of people in this world that
rare
can call C. Clyde Jones friend. Yeah, yeah.
I was getting ready to say the same thing, Kathy.
Well, yeah. But I understand it because it is hard to find the right words to express the way we feel about you, C. Clyde. I've shared before, of course, in addition to our Shepherd's Crossing, all the various interviews we've done throughout the years, that I have a father who just turned 95 in early November, just spent the weekend with him, had to miss your party. But I look at you as my Manhattan dad. Seriously.
Wow.
Because there's so many things, and I know that you share a history that, you know, about the same time frame as him and fought in World War II. I mean, you were involved with World War II and were part of that. And of course, Midge also reminds me a lot of my mother. In fact, some of your early pictures, I look at it could be my mom and dad very easily.
Well,
so
you all just... It very much in danger of inflating my ego so much it might burst.
I don't think that'd be the problem.
Well, I truly appreciate all these accolades, and I want to come back and tell you that it's all been possible for me because of the community I live in. From day one, we moved here in 1960, and I should add, I had no intention of staying. I thought I'd be here 3 to 5 years and move on to another university somewhere, and I did have opportunities. Throughout the 60s and 70s, I could have moved. No other place in the world compared to Manhattan, Kansas, for raising our family. We moved here with 3 small children. They all graduated from Manhattan High and from Kansas State University. So this is my home and a community that I dearly love.
Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back and we'll explore some more topics and ideas with these 4 gentlemen. Appreciate all 4 of you being here today. Obviously, C. Clyde Jones with us today. Also, Terry Arthur with Shepherd's Crossing, Mark Clawson with Kansas United Way, and Vern Hendricks with Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And now, another special statement from the North Pole Department of Communication.
All right, settle down. Despite some rumor and innuendo, I'm here to set the record straight. The Jingle Bell Rock is a real thing, people. Not some sort of fake Christmas story. Santa? Real. Rudolph? Real. Abominable Snowman? Iffy. Jingle Bell Rock? Real. And there are 2 of them. Now, we're not taking questions, but we will be giving clues. Jingle Bell Rock is out there. Go find one.
Is it true there's a 6-foot bat in Gotham City?
Jingle Bell Rock is just a local
goal. It's Jingle Bell Rock running for president.
The search is on for the G. Thomas Jewelers Manhattan Running Company Jingle Bell Rock. Listen each morning for the daily clue. If you miss the clue, pick it up at a sponsor location after 10 a.m. Find the rock and score thousands in Christmas cash and prizes. Which G. Thomas Jewelers Manhattan Running Company Jingle Bell Rock will you find this Christmas? Full sponsor and clue location list online at newsradiokman.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps